Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on June 16 regarding Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, Paul, P-A-U-L. Deanna Paul is a 50-year-old woman who reported she was injured at work on 12-2-20 when she fell. Richard's getting ready to do an operating room case. Fell backwards. Appeared there was no loss of consciousness, but she did see stars. Appeared as a result of this event, she believes she injured the right side of her elbow, comma, shoulder, comma, hip, comma, sacrum, comma, and back of her head. Period. She did go to urgent care several days later. Appeared with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be a fractured ulna, comma, severe bruising of the sacrum, hip, and shoulder. Appears she did not undergo any surgery and completed a course of active treatment in February 2021. Appears she admits that in June 2015, she injured her right shoulder while working at Jefferson Health System. Appears at that time she had a labral repair and bicep tenodesis. Period. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. Per her claim petition, Ms. Paul alleged on 12-2-20, she went to sit on a chair that her co-employee moved and she fell to the floor. Period. Treatment records show she was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero on 12-9-20. Period. He noted in the interim she went to Mullica Hill Urgent Care where x-rays were taken and she was placed in a splint and a sling. Period. She complained of elbow and shoulder pain. Period. She had been placed on light duty. Period. He performed an exam and had her undergo x-rays of the sacrum, sacroiliac joints, and coccyx that were negative. Period. He did diagnose right elbow pain, comma, closed, non-displaced fracture of the medial condyle of the right humerus, comma, pain of the right shoulder, and sprain of the right coracohumeral ligament. Period. He placed her on ibuprofen and made activity restrictions involving the right upper extremity. Period. She followed up, but remains symptomatic. Period. In the paragraph, she did undergo an MRI arthrogram on 1-12-21 that showed no significant internal derangement within the right shoulder. Period. She followed up with Dr. DiVenero to review these results on 2-16-21. Period. He then gave her home exercise, cleared her full duty, and deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph on 11-19-21. The petitioner was seen by an allergist named Dr. Teixdot, T-E-I-X-D-O-A-T, period. On 2-11-22, she underwent a permanency evaluation by Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A, period. Physical exam. Here's his normal extremities. There were all healed portal and surgical scars, but the right shoulder was fine, inferior fusions. The right shoulder flexion was 180 degrees with tenderness. The right shoulder, shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise fine, almost fierce with a crooked muscle. The right shoulder was otherwise Striking her head without loss of consciousness. Berchi reported was seen in an urgent care where she underwent x-rays and placed in a sling. Berchi then was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero, who confirmed the diagnosis of a fracture in the right upper extremity. Berchi, however, x-rays of the hips and pelvis were negative. Berchi, he had her follow a conservative course of treatment. Period in paragraph, she had an MR arthrogram of the shoulder on 1/12/21 that showed no significant abnormalities. Period, having reviewed this on 2/6/21, Dr. DiVenero discharged her from care to a home exercise program. Period in paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Paul found that she had full range of motion about the right shoulder. As well. Paragraph, there is